What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Research Project, baby. This is your man here, Tony Mallarico. I am absolutely privileged to have my main man, my numero uno, my pops on, baby. Absolutely privileged. We did not get to everything that we have liked to, so he will be back on probably in about a couple weeks or so. But hope you guys really enjoy this conversation. It's a funny one, man. And, of course, my dad is just dropping some knowledge bombs and everything that he says, you know, I always pay attention to. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Please subscribe, pass it on to everyone you guys know. And, of course, let me know if you have anyone specific on your mind that you would like me to reach out to and hop on the research project. But enjoy, my people. Be humble about your water. I love you. Chase it always, motherfucker. Enjoy. Take care. 3, 2, 1, and the red dot is on. I got to tell you, people, welcome back. I got a big smile on my face today, and the greatest man I know, biggest role model, funniest guy I know, my father, Benedetto Giuseppe Vincenzo Mallarico. What's going on, Pops? How we doing, baby?
I'm doing well, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. This is, it's been a long time coming, to say the least.
It has, but I need to interrupt you. So, for those folks that can hear us, I do not call him Tony. His name is Anthony. Anthony Joseph Mallarico. So as his dad, not to be a dick, but I'm not going to call him Tony. So go ahead, Anthony.
No, that's fair.
Okay, man.
That's fair. But yeah, what's up with that? And then Benny, did you hear when you listened to Benny, he was just like, hey, look, guy, I'm your only brother because I call all my friends my brothers.
Right.
Say, hey, look, guy.
Right.
I'm your only brother. I'm like, yeah, fuck off, Benny. I love you, bud.
And that was a great show. I heard that, and that was a fantastic show.
Yeah, you know, it was good hearing you say that it's good. Hey, it's been a long time coming, you know, but everyone's got their own path. You
right.
Know, you know, it was solid.
Right.
But hey, so we need to get these out of the way. What the hell were you talking about? You said, hey, hold on, I got to give everyone a prelude. So for the last week, when my pops comes over last Saturday, and him and I were probably a little hungover from the night before. So
oh,
yeah. I think we recorded like 15 minutes just to get kind of used to everything. And he keeps saying, he's like, oh, I can't talk to you. He's like, I can't talk to you right now because he wanted to keep the stories for the podcast. So now everyone, and I was telling him that all of my friends are just like, they're like, yeah, dude, no, I'll save it for the podcast. I'm like, well, I still want to have a conversation with you guys, man.
And that's great. But you know what? If I tell you the story one time, it's not going to sound real the second time.
Do you think that?
Yeah. So that's why I would say, no, hold on, I'm not talking to you, because I couldn't tell you the goddamn story.
Yeah. And then Pops and I were eating lunch, having a few drinks, and just sitting in silence, because he's like, I can't talk to you. I
can't talk to you.
But hey, what are the two things? And then you told me to write down ceiling. What the
Okay,
fuck
no.
Is
okay, no. There's an, I love acronyms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one acronym is...
God. No. Are you talking about fuck?
No.
Oh,
no.
God.
I'm just laughing because I was just thinking about something. But the one acronym is CAVU. CAVU.
Okay.
And this acronym was given to us by a president who recently died, I don't know, 8, 9 years ago, who was the first youngest Air Force pilot in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush was his name. Anyhow, he was a big pilot, and he was on aircraft carriers and all this stuff, but he came up with an acronym named CAVU, CAVU. This has to deal with your life.
Mm-hmm.
It stands for ceilings.
Okay. You have no fucking idea.
No.
You'll find it.
No, ceilings
uh-huh.
and visibility unlimited.
Okay.
So think about it.
As an Air Force pilot.
Right.
That's where he came
so
up with
because
it.
Okay. When they're out in the plane, he asked, hey, you know what it looked like? He said, CAVU.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I stood.
Was that it?
That's it.
That's a good acronym.
I know.
You do have to, can you tell me the story of where the word fuck originated?
Sure. So this comes from England, okay, because as Americans, most of us that were from Europe came over here. So back in England, in the old days, the word fuck meant fornication under consent of the king, which meant, and if you ever watched a movie with Mel Gibson called Braveheart.
Great movie.
Yeah, right. So before you got married, the king or the whatever he was of the town had first rights to bang your wife.
How crazy is that?
I know.
I just think the word, everyone uses the word fuck and no one knows where it came from.
Right. Well, that was one definition. Then the other definition is more up-to-date, current. So fuck stands for fornication using carnal knowledge, which translated means carnal being your brain.
Uh-huh.
So you're fornicating and having sex willfully knowing it.
Yeah, right? Consent.
Right. But then if you're from Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm from...
What does it mean?
Quiet. Stands for. Hold on. Stands for feeding underprivileged colored kids.
Hey, that's Cleveland. Oh, God, is that fucking funny,
but
man?
But that is what the word fuck does to me.
But which is blows my mind that it just, one, that's how civilization actually was happening back then. Oh, as yeah, a king. Yeah. How the hell does one become a king, real quick?
I
have no clue.
I have no idea.
Nor do I really care.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's wild.
You're probably born into royalty, I guess.
It is pretty wild. How there's natural leaders for not only companies that everyone works for, but leaders in either civil rights movement or leaders in, for example, kings. You know, there's always a leader.
Always.
You know, either a president or whatever.
Try to be a leader.
But it's wild. You know,
But, Anth, isn't that the way life is? More people are followers than leaders. Right?
I would agree.
And to be a leader is a hell of a lot more responsibility and a lot harder than being a follower.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you might fuck up, you might screw a few things up, but you know what? At least you had the ball to get your ass out there, whether you're a male or female. Get the hell out there and do something.
What do you think it takes to be a leader?
Your
own way. Because you've kind of been a leader, you're a leader for me.
Thank you. You know what?
But what? Because you were a leader.
I was.
Kind of. You're kind of a fucking follower, dude.
Sometimes.
I wouldn't give you all the credit in
the
world.
No, you're right. No, hey, sometimes you have to lead, sometimes you have to follow. If you're not sure where you're going to go, let somebody else show the path and then do it. What was your question?
Being a leader. Like, what do you think it actually takes? Especially now, because times have changed, you know. I think being a leader changed from 30 years ago to now. Because everything changes. And you know, that's the thing, and I'll go
in. Yeah, but Ant, do you think that things really changed as far as the way they thought 30 years ago?
You tell me. I've only been around 25. I mean, you tell me. I mean, so when you were 25. So I know you moved to Texas. So my pops moved to Texas after college. BG Bowling Green in
BG
Northwestern Ohio, and then Cleveland State. Correct.
Correct.
So, and then you moved to Texas. When did you actually move to Texas? Was it right after BG or whenever you graduated Cleveland State? Whatever the hell it was.
So to be accurate, I did get out of BG in '82. I went to work for a company in Dayton, Ohio called the Treaty Company. So I lived down in Dayton, Ohio for about 7-8 months, and there was too much shit going on down there. And I said, I said, I got to get out of here. So I left there and then went back up north.
Why Texas? I mean, was there just because there was a job there? Was Texas a popular place in the 80s?
No, great question. One of my best friends, Jeff Radin.
Yeah.
My godfather. Moved from Cleveland, from Bowling Green down to Texas, mm-hmm, with the company called Texas Instruments back then. So anyhow, he went down there, and I was up here in Dayton, Ohio for a bit. I said, hey, Raids, I'm going to come down and, party.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure, Benny, sure. He didn't believe me. He thought I was bullshitting. So I knocked on his door. In Dallas, Texas. Oh yeah, in Dallas, Texas.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, I walked in. I had to buy a water bed, throw it on the floor. Literally, Anth. I drove down in my powder blue Pontiac 68. I probably had, I don't know, $200 on me, $300. My car was full of shit, and I drove down there and knocked on Ray's door, and he said, "Oh boy."
Line him up, baby. This is gonna be a wild ride, I'm sure.
And it was my first night there. Everything looks very similar down there. It's like cookie cutter kind of condos and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was fucking got hammered. And it had to be 85 degrees. And I have no idea which complexes are because they all look the same. So I did have one thing. I had Jeff's phone number. So I called Jeff. This was my first night there. He goes, Benny, what the fuck are you doing? I go, Jeff, they all look the same. I can't figure this shit out. He goes, holy Christ. But anyhow, I made it through that. Yeah, I actually lived in Texas for Dallas for 2 years and Fort Worth for 2 years.
I didn't know you lived in Fort Worth. Oh, yeah. It was 4 years in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
I remember you telling me, it's a story that I don't know why I remember some stories more than others, but I remember you telling me.
Brain cells.
I think it was right before you started working, and I think this was in Texas, but correct me if I'm wrong, for Stanley Tools.
That was my first job in Texas.
Yeah, so, and I remember, to your point, you only had a couple $100 going down there, and I think you only had $5 or $10. You're like, hey, I got to stop partying. I got to get a damn job.
Well, it was kind of funny because I had gotten the interview with Stanley, and I had actually sold copiers for a little bit, which fucking job sucked.
Which is like this stereotypical sales job.
But let me tell you what, if you can sell a copier, you can sell anything. Believe me.
I believe you.
So anyhow, yes, start off with, well, to get the job, I had pretty long hair. I had long hair like Elvis Presley. And then.
It's a pretty high self-confident there.
It was.
You had a crazy bump.
I did.
You had a crazy bump.
It was beautiful.
You're bald. Really bald right
now.
Not
bald. No, like no hair on my head.
Yeah, looking like Mr. Clean out here, son.
I've been called that before. But the cleaner.
Yeah, the cleaner. Benny the Hook.
Benny the Hook. Well, hold on, let me finish this story. Where was I?
You were in Texas. You had like $5 working for Stanley
Tools. Oh, yeah. So anyhow, make a long story short, I was almost out of money and I had change. I said, you know what? I got to get my hair cut. I went to the bank. I think I brought $13, $14 in change, whatever the hell it was. Got some cash, went and got my hair cut. Had the interview with Stanley Tools and ended up working for them for, well, my whole tenure down in Texas. So four and a half years. And it was a great company. Fun time, good people.
What makes someone change companies? Because a lot of people always have that thought, like after 2-3 years, like, oh, I want something new. If you think about it, you know, like grandparents and your grandparents, at the time, they had one job their whole life. It was one job, you buy a house, you have kids, and you take care of what you have.
Right.
That has dramatically changed recently, completely changed. And I can only attest to what I have gone through, but you have seen everything and felt all the changes. I can only just read of what happened. I can watch a documentary.
Right.
I don't know actually what was going on in people's heads. You know, it's like, how do you interpret all the change? Because this is the thing about my pops. You have always accepted change. Sometimes I'm sure you got pissed like, hey, that's fucking stupid. Of course. But
of course.
You've always embraced like, hey, things are going to change. The world, like, if you don't get behind it, you're going to fall behind.
Right.
And you're going to fail miserably.
Either
so
part of the problem or part of the solution. One or the other.
Right. It's a choice.
Pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So 25, you're in Texas, then you end up going back, so close to 30s.
No. So I go down there in Texas.
No. What are you, fucking stutter over there?
Hey, Mike.
check one. Check two.
I hate both of those things.
So do I, actually. That's so stupid. They're so stupid.
But those fucking those commercials are great, though.
They are.
I mean, they're fun.
Hey, Mike.
What day is today?
Hey, hump day.
I hate this day.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's funny.
So, Ant, guess what I saw on TV today?
What?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
No, you hate that movie. It's bad.
Dude, I couldn't watch it.
It's bad. No, it's really bad.
I wanted to throw a brick through the TV. I swear to God.
See, this is Dumb and Dumber is fucking hilarious.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is what it's called. It's not even called Dumb and Dumber 2.
No.
It's called Dumb and Dumber, I think.
But on the, and I agree, but on the sign it said T-O-O, being like stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I thought. Either way, I thought the second movie sucked.
Hold on, genius or stupid?
First one was genius.
So how crazy is that?
After a while.
Like portraying stupid people, but it technically was a genius movie. There were actors. Jim Carrey is fucking incredible. I love Jim Carrey, dude.
You know, he's from Canada.
I love Jim Carrey.
He actually was so poor, he was living out of his van before he became a star.
Yeah, then he wrote himself a $10 million check on cash, and he said, I'm going to, and then he was able to cash it.
Just call me.
Oh gosh, it's fantastic. Oh, what else you got for me, Pops? Hold on, so
what do you want to know, bud?
I don't know. Where did the pinky ring originate from?
I'm Italian.
I don't know. You have 5 rings on right now, which I love.
I do.
I brag about how many rings you wear. I only got the one pinky. But you know, so this is the thing. I was talking to my buddy Rick yesterday about pinky rings. So I asked him, I'm like, Rick, would you ever wear a pinky ring? And he's an Italian guy. So right. Italian.
It's kind of a stereotype, but yeah.
Yeah, no. And he goes immediately, yes, absolutely. He's like, but, and he had a good point. And I kind of want to ask you about it. He had a good point of, yeah, but I would never go out and say, hey, I'm going to go buy a pinky ring. It's more so there has to be a specific moment either given to you or you're just looking around and something happens to catch your eye to get it. Right. I don't think you can actively seek like, oh, today I'm going to go buy a pinky. You know, it's like, I just don't think you can do that.
So let me tell you the story about the ring you're wearing right now.
Please
do. That pinky ring. So I got that. I got that ring when I was. Got that.
You can say, it's human nature.
I got that ring when I was down in Texas. And it was the first thing that I wanted to buy after starting my new career down in Texas. So that ring right there you're wearing is, let me think about this. So that would have been 1985. So 85, 95, 2005, 2015. So that ring's very old.
You're not stinking, man. That ring is 1985.
Anyhow, it's great.
34 years old is what it is.
Okay.
Damn, that's crazy. Really?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Look at this thing.
There's not a scratch on it.
Fucking gorgeous. Look at this thing.
Now, if you were nice to me, I would give you the watch.
Hey, hold on. Let's talk about this. How many times do I got to ask you for this watch? It's got this nice
Anthony,
gold.
I'm not giving it to
you. Yes, you are.
I'm not.
See, now I just feel like you're playing.
Anthony's so spoiled.
I don't know.
You have no
Look,
idea
I admit I'm spoiled.
He had motorcycles his whole life. He had a house.
I just bought my own motorcycle.
You
didn't even sell me the 87. You had 2 bikes and you don't sell me
the 87.
Which was fine.
No.
Hold on. Let me tell you guys a story about this real quick. So about a year and a half ago, I always knew I wanted a bike, right? I always knew. My dad always had them. I rode dirt bikes as a kid, and I always thank you for that.
He did very well. Motocross.
Yeah. Shattered my face. You should have never sold
Two
that
times.
Bike. You should have never sold
that. That was your fault for not doing a goddamn strap on your helmet.
Yeah. So, hey, living on the edge,
and,
baby.
And then your face got
torn up.
Road rash.
Yeah, road rash on dirt and rocks embedded in my. Yeah,
his whole forehead, his nose, everything. So his face still looks fucked up now.
But yeah, I know.
Beyond that, though, he totally bleeding. But you know what? To this day, I got to give credit to his mom for this one. She had that alloy. Alloy cream.
Rubbing that shit all over me.
She had this kid's face soaked in alloy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The only scar he has on his face is the little one just from the rock that got embedded into his nose.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of his head is
That was crazy.
Smooth.
My face was literally, it was gone. My skin was gone.
Gone.
Gone. And then I feel like I healed very quickly. I was young, but I remember that. It's like, damn.
No, you did.
That was crazy. But even going back to the bike, so I just bought my first bike, 04 Fat Boy, last year. Yeah, last June. It's only been 6 months, 7 months.
Not even a year, yeah.
Yeah, so my dad he's got an 06 Street Glide, if you guys know anything about Harley-Davidson's. He's got an 06 Street Glide and then an 87 Softail Deluxe, right?
Lowrider,
my bad, Lowrider. So I'm just like, oh, I loved this 87 since I was a child. There's pictures of me like 5 years old. I drew it for him when I was like 10 when I loved drawing.
And I still have both of those pictures.
Yeah, so I think naturally, as a son, he has 2 bikes. He rides this 87 twice a year, maybe.
No, at least 4 or 5 times.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't.
4 or 5, okay.
I'll tell you what, 4 or 5. The older I get, the problem you're going to have now is that I like the lowrider better.
Well, I have my bike now, so I don't even care. I don't even want the 87
anymore.
No, I do. I'm going to get that bike.
I was talking to Frankie about bikes and stuff.
Yeah.
He's doing all that grip with his bikes and trucks and all that shit. And he said, hey, if you ever sell that lowrider, I want first dibs. I go, Frankie, I can't sell you that bike back. I got to sell it to Anthony.
Is that what I would have been so pissed if you would have just said, all right, how much you asking for?
Hey, I bought it
you
from
would
him.
Never, though. Yeah, I know. I know.
And do you know why that bike is so valuable?
Mm-mm. Tell me.
Because it has the lightest frame Harley ever put on a motorcycle.
Ever.
Yeah.
Even more so like modern day, like those V rods.
That
and
is
shit?
Modern day, you numbnut. That's 87.
That's
modern day.
I'm talking about 2000, like, you know, those weird V rods that they have now.
Yeah.
Like they're almost like a fucking moped.
They've had those.
Yeah, but I thought they claimed that that was the lightest frame of all time. I'm sure in 87 it was.
You're fucked up.
I don't think now it is. At the time it was. Go ahead, keep going. At the time, 87 it was. The lightest frame. Go on.
It still is the lightest frame.
I believe you. Fuck it, I believe you. It still is. From 87, all right, whatever. It still is the lightest frame.
It is.
Okay.
As far as I know. So, God, my point is, guys want to buy that goddamn frame to soup it up and make superstar motorcycles.
That makes sense.
That's why they want it.
That makes sense.
That's why it makes
like race
it
bikes.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is. I mean, the engine, the Evo engine, it's a soft deal. It's got the nice springs in the back. It handles great. It's got the thin little fork
in
the front.
It's a thin bike.
And that's why I like it.
I like it too.
And the older I get and the weaker I get, I need something lighter. And that's a hell of a lot lighter. That's about at least 900 pounds lighter than the.
Your street glide's heavy. You got the bags. You got the whole front on it. The radio. You got all these things. There's nothing better. I'll tell you what, man. One of the greatest moments of my life as of right now was our first ride.
Great time.
What a wild time. One, so I buy the bike, right, from just a guy just selling his bike. And at the time, so I've never ridden a Harley, so my pops rides it back, you know, while I'm riding. So I don't think he knew this, but I was driving with, what was his name? Stunt with a D. It wasn't Dorian. But whatever it is, you actually, shockingly, my pops actually knew this guy.
I knew
his company.
I knew where he worked, and one of my friends works with him.
Right. So we're just driving past you on the highway. Like, clearly, no, I'm a no windshield guy. Like, I just want a Harley. I told you, I'm like, I just want a stereotypical, no bags, no shield, nothing.
That's what you have.
Yeah, I know, and I love it. 04 Fat Boy. That thing rides a lot of chromed out.
The day you put a little fairing on that bike and have that wind not kicking you in the ass, in the face, in the chest, you'll say, you know what? I should have had a goddamn fairing.
You think?
Because, Ant, I said the same thing for 20-some years.
I feel. So do you think, as a father and a son, like, I just have to go through that stage? Like, oh, I know what he's going through. He doesn't want the fucking fairing on it.
Right.
Let him ride it.
That's why.
Let him ride it.
That's why I'm not going to keep on harping on
it. I know.
You do what you want to do.
You'll figure it out. 5 years, I'll be with the fairing pops, man.
Why don't you fucking tell me?
I will. That's exactly what it will. Man, yeah, there is something about Harleys, man. It's incredible.
It's fun.
So what made you, I mean, was there like an influence for you that made you want to bike at all? I mean, like, was it, hey.
Actually, I've been riding.
Peter Fonda.
Such a dick. No, I've been riding bikes since I was 11.
Right.
Funny story. Parma, Ohio.
Okay.
My buddy Bobby Edwards had a Honda XR85. Okay. A great one. I never forget a great one. And it was in his yard, and I lived 12 houses down from him. So we would get together every morning, wah, ride a bike, and, you know, my mom would get pissed.
Wheelies in the street always.
I've never done a wheelie.
What?
I swear to God. You ever tried doing a wheelie on a Harley? A big bike? It's not easy.
You don't do them on Harleys.
Bullshit.
I mean, unless you're shit canned.
And you can do them on Harley.
No, I've watched YouTube videos, but
oh boy,
unless
that,
you're-
That makes it all real.
Unless you're shit canned, you don't do them, I feel like.
I don't do them.
Keep going though with the story. 11-year-old Bobby Edwards, Parma, Ohio.
Oh yeah. So anyhow, I hop on the XR75, and I'm in his backyard. And I forget. Boy, I happen to pop a wheelie, goes through the goddamn wood fence. No, dude, knocked his fence out. I mean, his fence was out. Like, oh shit! I had to go tell my mom and my dad. Oh, that's gonna go over well. I mean, long story short,
you gotta fix the fucking fence.
Fix the fucking fence.
And
they did. I went right through it.
I never knew that. I never heard that story before.
I know you haven't.
That's funny.
You haven't heard a lot of stories.
I know.
Well, how about the story though when Benny?
That's what I was just gonna bring up.
Benny got the first 250, and we're in our backyard, and he had ridden a bike before. I thought a little bit, didn't he?
I think he lied to you when he did. Benny, I love you.
He might have lied.
But I think I don't think he's a liar. I don't think he has ridden a bike before, because that was the Honda XR 125. That's a nice bike.
125.
Powerful bike to just hop on and learn how to ride a clutch.
So Benny hops on, does not know how to use a clutch, pops the clutch, hits the corner of the house.
I thought he sent it into the siding.
He did in that corner.
Yeah.
Hit that. Thank God I put a helmet on him, because I made sure they always had the proper helmets, the face mask helmets, all the equipment and all that. Thank God he had a helmet.
Yeah.
Because the corner of his head hit that house so god darn hard, he would be dead right now.
He was concussed for sure.
Oh, no doubt about it.
He was definitely concussed.
I know.
And I think I don't know if it was the same day or the day earlier, because the first bike my pops got me, it was the Honda, what was it, XR 70, 50 or 70? I think 70. It was the small bike.
75.
Yeah, no clutch. It was just automatic. So he said, hey, he's like, just ease on it. So my pop, you know, to give you guys a visual, he's standing in front of me, you know, with his hands, you know, on the handlebars. I got my feet on the ground, and he's like telling me, I'm not listening to a goddamn word he says. I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome. This is awesome. So he's like, okay, just turn your right hand a little bit. So he's right in front of me. Probably a bad idea. I gun this thing right into his balls, man. I remember
that, hurt.
That was the first experience of me on a bike. You
and
go, you're like,
fucking
Jesus,
laughing at me.
What the fuck? I'm like, oh shit. And dude, I'll never forget it, man. I remember riding those bikes all. There's something about them, man.
Did you enjoy doing the motocross?
I loved it. I loved every second of it.
You were.
That was something that I was obsessed with. Yeah, I was obsessed with it.
You really were.
I think I was. As a kid, I never had the thought of getting injured. I never cared about it. I was just like, I loved the feeling of it. At that young age, I was, 11, 12?
Right.
You know, when I started, so I was just, it was a very natural emotion that I wasn't able to think about. It was just go, you know, and that's, yeah,
and
I loved it.
And you did.
That was nuts.
Why did you ever stop doing
motocross? You sold my bike when I shattered my face.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. My YZ125, man. Yamaha, I love that bike.
That was probably a good idea, though, to get rid of.
Honestly, you know what?
It probably was.
It probably was, because I would have pursued motocross. I would have broken a lot of bones, because I would have never stopped going for it. And you would have been like, what the fuck did I just create in this goddamn kid?
Okay, good point.
Yeah. No, and then, you know what? I always knew I wanted a bike, and you always said, Anthony, what do you want a bike, Harley-wise? You're like, what the hell you want a bike for? I'm like, it's just, you knew why I want. You knew why. It's like the feeling is very... There seems to be in life things that you're naturally attracted to that are very tough to explain to everybody else of why you love it so much.
That's right.
Because everyone looks at me like, dude, why the fuck did you buy a Harley? Why don't you wear a helmet? All these things. And I understand
Which, by the way, for the first year, he should have wore a helmet. I tried to get him to do it, but Anthony is a little hard-headed. So I think he wore the helmet for maybe 7-8 days, if that, and then just said, fuck this, I'm not wearing a helmet.
I'll never forget it, because it was the first time I pulled into your, because I keep my bike at my pops' garage, and I pull into your development, and you're with Eileen, you guys are pulling out, I'm pulling in, and I had my helmet in my backpack.
Right.
And this was the first time. That. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, he's gonna know, fuck. So I pull in, and you didn't bring it up immediately, but a couple hours later, when I were having a drink, you're like, so... I was wondering why I'm pulling out of the development, and, you know, he looked good on that bike. What a nice looking bike, but he doesn't have a helmet. He's got a fucking bandana on.
If I was a girl, I might go after him. He did look good.
Dude, it's a nice looking bike, man.
The bike's pretty.
It's a bad.
So just get a new battery, because you're going to need that, because you didn't put a fucking trickle charger on it. So get that done,
yeah,
and it'll be all right.
I know. By the way, how did you hit those new golf clubs at all?
Oh, my God.
Did you?
So I love the golf. Been golfing for years. Never bought a set of golf clubs. Every set I had was always used. The first set of woods, those persimmon woods up in my office.
The wood ones.
The wood ones?
Actual wood, persimmon woods.
Oh, yeah, they have screws in them.
Actual woods, yeah.
I got those from a guy in Columbus down at Muirfield years ago. I think I bought them for $50. So I had those. Remember those graphite irons I had?
I remember vividly.
Just got rid of them 2 weeks ago. I bought those for $75, and that was 15 years ago. Well, you were with me when the guy over at Golf Galaxy said these clubs are what, 20 years old?
25, and he said at the time they were probably like $700-$800,
right?
Which was great. I mean, back then I couldn't imagine, but yeah, they were old, man.
They
were
rocking
some old clubs.
You're right, but I tell you what, these new ones compared to those, oh my God, Anth. It's like swinging a whole new technology.
Mm-hmm.
It feels different. It looks different. I can't wait. I mean, I've hit him twice so far, just at a driving range. And when you hit him right, like anything else, the swing is important. But my tempo's pretty good. And I this club is great.
I can't wait to buy mine.
Which one do you go with, the Pros?
No, yeah, Callaway Apex Pros.
Apex Pros.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to lose once this year.
My son Anthony is a hell of a golfer. Yeah, I mean, he's unreal. Never took a lesson.
I'm okay.
He's all right. He's not there.
I'm okay.
Every now and then he kind of fucks it up.
I could be a lot better.
Because he's mental.
Yeah.
ADD, bipolar, schizophrenic. There's just crazy shit what he has going on, man. I'll tell you what.
It's got to be. I can never put myself in a situation. I don't have kids, and I would hope I could think of the opportunity. Of course, I would like to have kids eventually, but I don't understand the thought of having a child. I will never know
what
that
thought,
until I
what
do.
What thought do you want to know?
I don't want to know until I have it.
Do you want to have somebody to carry on your legacy?
Yeah, like that's what I mean. How does it feel?
Then you need a kid. You can't do it
well,
by
you
yourself.
Got Benny,
when you're dead.
You got Benny, Alyssa, and me to carry on your legacy. So,
oh boy,
I don't know if you're set up for success.
Not too sure which one I want in this case.
I'll tell you, you got three all-stars, in my eyes at least, because I'm fucking one of them, but man. Dude,
no, you know what? I would pick either three of you.
Yeah. No, I love us all, man. We're all very
awesome.
Different. It's got to be weird seeing how different your kids are.
Oh, my God.
It has to be wild.
The personalities between my three kids, and Benny is the oldest, then my daughter, Alyssa, and then Anthony. They all, how can I say this? They're all family-oriented. They all love being behind their family and their country, but you just don't want to piss them off. The worst one probably being my daughter.
Yeah.
I would agree. And she is so pretty. She is so smart.
I would agree with that. Do not piss off Alyssa. Do not piss off my sister.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it. She's the nicest girl in the world.
Beautiful.
In the world. Unbelievable woman. She's amazing. Do not piss us. Is it that hard? Just don't be a fucking asshole.
Right. So here's the deal. So, okay. So let's put Alyssa first. Then there comes you and Benny. So now the question is, which one would I want?
I'll take third. Huh? I'll probably take Benny before me. I don't know, man. I'm a loose cannon. I just kind of live, baby. I just love living.
Between you and Benny, if there was a fight.
Yeah.
Okay. If there was a fight between you and Benny. Forget the fact that you're brothers. You mm-hmm. guys don't know each other. All the way it is right now. Who would win the fight?
Me.
And why?
I would win the fight.
Why?
And this is why. Benny would be, he would get out of his own mind emotionally, right? He would just approach a fight when I'm still thinking logically in the moment. So he's still being extremely aggressive, which I would, look, Benny will definitely fucking knock me.
Oh, he will.
I mean, I'm not escaping there without getting, you know, punched heavily, you know, but he, I think he underestimates my mental stability in that type of situation.
And all I'm asking you is who's going to kick whose ass?
I'm kicking his ass. Okay. I'm quicker. He texted me. I got to tell you this. He texted me the other day because I think I told you, I'm like, yeah, I think I'd be bit Benny in a fight now. Cause my whole life I was the younger brother.
You still are.
90% of my life, but as a younger brother, when you're still, like, both not adults yet, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, until you're adults, you're really not, like, equal.
True.
Like, you know, 23-ish.
Sure.
And I think that's when Benny and I became really good friends. So, up until then, of course, Benny would kick my ass. He was 5 years older than me.
I'm talking today.
Today, I'm winning. I have better tempo. I have better balance. I have better rhythm. And he's just natural hard emotion. He's going to wear himself out. I'd kick his ass. Benny, I love you. I'm beating you. Go bench 185 10 times again.
So here's the deal. I think both of you guys are tough. I personally wouldn't want to deal with all...
We're Italian. We just don't stop. That's it. That's the only thing we got.
And I know, and you both say it, and I both believe, you both believe it. I got to go with Benny.
Fuck you.
I got
you. Going with the older brother?
I'm going with the more seasoned professional.
Yeah, you know what? I can't knock you, but fuck... Go get the gloves.
Because
get
I've seen Benny get pissed.
Yeah, no, he gets like really mad. I agree with that.
Dude, he drools.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Really, that's what I mean. He
salivates.
He's sloppy.
He salivates.
He's a mouth breather when he sleeps.
Yeah, but he'll still kick your ass.
He's a mouth breather. You can't trust a mouth breather.
He's sucking dick over there.
He's mouth breathing. What are you doing over there? That's Benny when he sleeps, fucking slapping my dick in his mouth, fucking beating him in a fight.
Yeah, watch, I'm going to kick your ass now.
I know. Honestly, next time I see Benny, I'm just going to get a firm smack in the face. He's going to give me a hug first. He's like, oh, hey, good to see you. And then a very firm smack across the face.
Well,
which a big brother should do. I love him, man.
Least,
I love him.
At least you know why you're going to get it.
Of course, man. I always got to bust
and
his
dude,
balls.
How about Ellen?
I just gained his respect 2 years ago.
How about Ellen, though?
She's cool, too. She's way cooler than Benny. Way. I tell him this all the time.
She's classier than Benny.
No, this is the thing. Without Ellen, Benny wouldn't be as great of a man as he is right now.
Anthony,
I firmly believe
that. That's like
that.
Any man who doesn't have a good woman will not be a good man.
Correct.
Behind every man stands a good woman.
I agree with that. Hopefully, I do. I really agree with that.
Hopefully my wife didn't hear that. Sorry, baby.
No, I firmly agree, man. When there's something different, I think, mentally being single compared to being in a relationship. And I've been in enough relationships where I can feel the difference of just the way I approach situations in life. I really do.
Do you approach every woman the same?
Absolutely not. They're all individuals.
But I bet if I did a study.
I really don't.
But if I did a study on you, you may not do it exactly the same way, but the same premise might have been put in place.
I would be very interested in seeing that.
I could do that.
I could do
in between my three jobs.
I could do that. You can't fucking. Are you going to drink that beer or do you need one?
No, dude. No, that's probably warm. I'm drinking this vodka.
Let me get a fucking beer.
So, Anth.
Yeah.
What's the nightlife down here in Cleveland? What's it like?
You know what? So winter, it's you kind of got to pick your spots type of thing.
What's your favorite?
So you and I were kind of discussing it a little bit earlier. I really like the more places I go, I kind of like the smaller atmospheres, dive bars, better service. Clearly today that didn't fucking happen, but.
Well, Ants, speaking of dive bars, have you ever heard of the Ontario Cafe?
I have not.
Okay, you know where Jack's Casino is, right?
Yeah.
Better question. You know where, not Mountain Peaks, but what's that restaurant right there with the girls with the boobs?
Hooters?
Not Hooters.
Hooters. Hooters, Hooters, Hooters.
No, that is one, but no. Yeah, what's the place right down over there?
I know what you're talking about. It's Tilted Kilt.
Tilted Kilt.
Mm-hmm.
So right next to Tilted Kilt is the bar in Cleveland, Ohio. It's called the Ontario Cafe. You can go in there and get a draft beer and a shot for $3.
Why the fuck do we not go there?
All day.
Where's it? Hold on.
All day, every day.
Like, it's got to be like...
Oldest bar in Cleveland.
It's got to be a small... Is there a sign? Is there a sign that I can look
there's
at?
There's a sign in the front. Like the triangular signs that say, come on in for a shot. It's right across from everything down there.
I got to go.
I've been there.
What do you think of Tilted... If you had to choose, Tilted Kilt or Hooters?
Today?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, I got to ask today. I got to say today.
I hate to say it, but I would go Tilted Kilt.
So would I. Hooters, what happened that they went downhill, man? They fucked up. They had good wings. They had good service, good women. And now they all stink. Their wings suck. They're overcooked.
Are you old enough to remember when the guys came out and when they have a guy's Hooters?
No, thank fucking God.
Yeah, they were around for that for a bit.
Thank God.
That did not go well.
That I am was never... What? Was it called?
I forget what it was called.
Well, thank God you don't remember anything about it, because I would have questioned you
no,
if you did.
No, I don't. But know what I love about Hooters is the wings.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
The wings, huh?
Yeah. Mm. No, I mean, the tits okay. Don't get me wrong. That's not bad.
Yeah, no.
But the wings are good.
The wings were fantastic. That's why it was just a good place to go, because, hey, the food's great, and I get to see freaking 32 C's, best tit size of all time.
Right. So back up on that then. So back to Cleveland, Ohio. Tell me, are there women down here or not?
Yeah, there are. And this is the thing. I get frustrated that a lot of people are like, oh, there's just, you know, it's just, Cleveland's an ugly place. I'm like, what? Cleveland's an ugly place. There's beautiful women.
They've never been here.
Everywhere you go. No matter what. I was asking my pops. I'm just like, yeah, you know what? I think there is, but West Virginia, maybe not. And he goes like, no, there's beautiful women down. That's the thing, though. As long as you haven't locked your own mind out yet before you go somewhere. If, for example, if you and I have never been to Cleveland, I say, hey, I got a buddy in Cleveland, let's go. I'm like, I hear it's kind of ugly people there, kind of a shitty time, but can you tag along? I'm already setting the precedent to not have a good time.
No, that's right. That's right.
You know, but if I go, hey, never been there, looking forward to it, let's go have a good time, you're automatically going to have a better time.
You're right. And it's only about your perspective. I have friends, we'll go to a party, and we're walking there, and I have a guy, he'll say, oh my God, there must be 20 ugly girls in here. I go, I'm going to call him Joe for the acronym or for the fake name here, but I go, Joe, but haven't you seen the 10 beautiful girls over there? Oh, there's only 10 of them. I go, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's your perspective on how you fucking look at it.
Correct. You know what? I think I have been thinking about this, and this is a little deeper, so we don't have to go there if you
don't want. Don't go too deep.
No, I'm not.
I got a spade on my hand.
I'm not, but as a father or son, like I think genetically you have given me like mental thoughts in general. Like genetically, like I wasn't just a person like, oh, he's a blank canvas, he can do whatever he wants. I think as a father and my mother, there's parts of you in me, like in my mind. And you've always had the approach of why not choose positive? Why not embrace change? Right. And I only ask this because that's how I've always been my whole life. I learned positivity, but you know, I also like I was always a naturally happy, fun, trying new things kid.
That's and I think you were spoiled growing up.
Correct. All of my friends were fucking spoiled. I live in that's a beautiful right. house. I had that's food right. every day.
You're right.
I went to a Lucky. Sink and got water. Lucky. I'm very humble about it. Right. I've learned to grow very humble about it.
But to your credit and a lot of people in your situation, at least you knew that you got an education and you're making something out of it. You know, look at you can't choose who your friends are to some degree. I just saw a 2020 on that. But anyhow, but you have a hard time choosing your best friends. You sure as hell can't choose your family.
Yeah.
And you sure shit can't choose your lineage.
Yeah.
So deal with
it. I love it, man.
Deal with it.
It's just, it
always are you sure you're Italian?
I believe so. Fucking Ancestry.com. Fuckers.
I was going to do that. Did you do that?
I never will. I'm Italian. That's what I am.
But that's not what that's for, though.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what that is for, to understand where you came from, all the bullshit. I know where I came from.
I don't think it's came from. I think it's your history of what your family did, not where you're from, whether it's Portugal, United States, Italy, who knows.
You know what? I am confident that the majority of my lineage would be mainly Italian.
I think it would be.
Mainly. Of course there's going to be.
Well, there's going to be some.
There was always random hookups back in the day,
But my mom, her parents were from Bohemia.
Yeah, correct.
You know, so.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, sure, them too. How was that fucking movie? Any good?
Dude, it's really good. Honestly, watch it. Really good. I'm not a Queen guy. I really don't like Queen.
Queenie.
I like Queen in a sense of, like, I think they're very talented, but great movie.
Is it good?
Yeah, watch it. Seriously. All right. Definitely watch it.
All right.
And watch One Strange Rock as well on Netflix.
Also watch Enemy Within.
Enemy Within?
Yeah. They say now there are more spies in America than at any other point in history of this country.
Can you imagine being a spy?
It'd be cool as shit.
I'm a spy.
I could be a spy.
On that point. Can you imagine being a spy, though? Like, what? Hold on, what does a spy... Are you a stalker? Is that just a good name for a stalker? A paid stalker? Is a spy a paid stalker?
I don't know about it. They're going for information, not people.
I mean, how are you finding information? You're literally binoculars sitting in Crown Vic, you know, a half a mile away with fucking binoculars looking at this douchebag trying to fucking read the note that he's passing through his hands.
Who do you like better, Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra?
So, great question. I've always naturally been more attracted to Frank as his music. I think he was angrier. I've heard a lot of stories, especially living in Chicago. He's a fucking nutcase. What about you? Do you like Dean? A lot of my friends say Dean, which is cool.
Who do you think got laid more, Dean or Frank? Or Sammy?
Dude, Sammy Davis fucking cleaned up for sure. But I think, oh my God, who got laid? Dean Martin might have gotten. He was a probably better looking guy naturally back then.
I'm going Dean Martin.
Dean Martin got laid more, probably by like 7% or something.
Who do you think had the better looking women?
Frank.
I agree.
Yeah, I think Dean really just kind of fucked whoever he wanted to. And Frank was like, hey, you know what? I want that blonde in the corner right there who's drinking that sour apple martini.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Sammy Davis is just like, hey, man, whatever I can get, I'll go.
Hey, bad things like to be alive.
I know. Oh my God, dude. What a wild time, man. I could not imagine being those guys. Because it was right in the transition of you were professional, but you were able to party in a sense that everyone did it and no one judged you. You know?
Yoshi, Sammy Davis Jr. had to walk in back doors when Frank and me were walking in front doors.
I know. How wild is that, man?
And that wasn't that fucking long ago.
And that's what I think people cease to recognize.
People don't care.
They don't. They don't care. You know what? And this is what I realized, I think. And I've just started having these thoughts recently that, you know what? I think people are interested in the history, watching an hour documentary. It only takes up an hour of their time. But they're not interested in the feelings that people had to go through in order to get, you know what I mean? They're interested in the documentaries and the movies and the shows, but they don't want to learn the real research or read a book when it takes time.
And they're not going to do that.
I know.
America's not like that anymore.
And you have helped me dramatically in that. You're like, Anthony, you're like, stop trying to think that people are going to change like that. You're like, stop. They're not. I know. And I've finally been, for the last like year and a half, okay with that.
So, and that's great. So on a different note.
Yeah. What do you got?
How are the strip joints in Cleveland?
You know what? Not that good.
No?
No.
What's wrong with
you? Not that good.
What's better, Canada or U.S.?
Canada.
How do you know you've been there? Went you home?
I have been there. Canada strip joints, you know, so they're all nude.
Right.
There's no pasties. Want to know what pisses me off about strip joints in Cleveland?
Pasties.
There's fucking pasties.
I know. What? How ugly is that?
Who invented that? And they're overweight women?
The police did that.
They got a fupa. They got a big fucking...
A fupi?
Fat upper pussy area. A fupa.
That happens.
It's just...
Some guys like that.
Some of them do, but I don't want to lap dance from a freaking 230-pound woman.
Have you gone to that club down there at Brook Park called Secrets?
No, I haven't, but I've heard. A few of my friends have been telling me, is it okay?
It is good before the hour of 7:55 p.m.
Yeah, see?
But beyond that, it's fun. I've been there. We've been on our bikes there several times. No problem. We have a good time. A lot of Puerto Rican girls, a lot of black girls.
I like
girls,
Puerto Rican women and black women. I love them all.
A lot of Latinos. A lot
I love
of whites.
All women.
Me too. You know what? I've never been picky about
me neither.
Their race,
you know
color. I don't give a shit.
I think naturally I've had a type, right? I think I naturally have a short,
oh, sure,
skinny, long black hair, dark eyes. Like, of course, like just as an Italian kid. I hope I'm Italian. Fuck. I can't do Ancestry.com. 23andMe. Fuck you guys. I'm not doing it.
I'll do it for you.
But you know what? I love tall blondes. I love older women. And not much older. I'm talking like 3 or 4 years. See, look, I saw your eyes. His eyes look at me like, how old are you talking, bud?
Did you pose naked?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I never posed naked.
Good. Thank God.
No. You know, but I did shave my bush. I had a bush
going.
Well,
you should, for Christ's sake.
I trimmed my bush.
All young guys should shave their fucking
bush. Well, no, this is the thing. I lost my charger for my electric razor. I was just like, I'll let it go. I'll let it go.
And go to the store.
I did. Let me fix this real quick. I need to piss too. I'm gonna piss real quick. Hang on.
Go ahead, man. All right, we're back.
I'm back at it like a crack addict, as I like to say.
Have you ever done crack yet?
No.
Me either.
No, I've done cocaine.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I never have.
No, I've never done coke.
Me either.
Me neither. I would never try it. You know, I think I maybe had a dream once when I did it.
Where'd you, if you had a broad, where would you do it off of?
Her asshole.
The asshole or just her ass crack?
Ass crack. Top of the ass crack. Then I'd probably lick it a little. A little gummy.
So, Anthony, what's your favorite sexual position?
Doggy. Like they're flat on their stomach, but she hikes her ass up. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah, I love that one.
Like that one?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I wasn't blessed. You didn't bless me with a big dick, so.
That wasn't my fault.
Yeah, so I got to.
Yeah, so we're
average dick, great hips.
We're growers, not showers.
I know, that's what I've been saying. Dick looks like an acorn when I'm flaccid. What's a funny, that's a funny word, by the way, flaccid.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hanging down there. So funny. But, hey, quick question, then we can wrap it up.
Yeah, bud.
In regards to, look, we talked about a lot of changes, a lot of shit went on. A lot of things have, you know, become different in the last, you know, 25, 30 years. Some have stayed the same.
Right.
But, you know, just every day-to-day life has changed.
Yes,
you know,
it has.
For the people that, you know, find it easier to complain or go against the changes or complain about who the president is or what people say or being very judgmental. What would you say to them about how they can naturally just try to make their lives better in regards to just enjoy it more? You know, because you and I, it's very easier for you and I to say, hey, that's just, we always had the choice. We know it's a choice to make the positive instead of the negative. But I think that's natural for us. So how can we help the others that naturally choose the negative?
Well.
Or is there just a fucking balance in life?
No, I think it's more attitude, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not too sure where the attitude comes from, positive versus negative. I mean, people are born poor and blah, 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 and make great things out of their lives. Other people are born rich and don't do shit and end up ODing and all that kind of shit. I don't know. If somebody said, Benny, what's your success to life? I say, you know what? I live my life to help my friends, my family, and me. And wherever that takes me, it takes me.
I love it.
I mean, that's all I can say.
I love it, man. I love you, Pops. I love you more than you could ever know, I'm sure. But I'm glad to have you on, dude. I'm excited for the round two.
Thanks, Anth.
Round two in a couple weeks, I'm sure.
Anth, I love it.
Oh, no.
Quit making me laugh next time.
I know. That was funny, man.
I love you, Anth.
That was funny. I love you. I love you. Take care. Chase it always, motherfucker. Be humble about your water, guys. I love you. Thank you. And that concludes the first episode with my Pops. Like I said, he will be on hopefully within the next couple weeks or so to touch on a bunch of other topics and just to have another great conversation. But hey, announcement, the Research Project website will hopefully be finished in the next 48 hours, so you'll see an announcement on one of my social medias. But of course, please subscribe, leave a comment, let me know what you guys think. As always, I really do appreciate the support. Still trying to figure everything out here, but you know, I can tell that it's going to be a wild ride, and it's going to be a long one, that's for sure. So I appreciate you guys. Take care. I love you.